Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm Mike Slater. One humanity, one depravity, one remedy, one community. Today, let's talk about one depravity. Yesterday, we talked about the evolutionary view of humans. This Darwinian view that we came from monkeys, and there's different monkeys around the world, and people, humans, evolved from them, but at different paces. So that's why some people are more advanced than other people who are still more ape-like. So you can see how the evolution worldview leads to racism. But the biblical worldview says we all come from one man, which is great, beautiful. If we all had that, then there'd be no more racism because there's no such thing as race. We still have a problem, though. If we all came from one man, Romans 5:12, through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men, because all sinned. Ah, bummer. So we solved one problem, no more racism, but through that man, sin entered in the world. Blast. But the good news is, as Daryl Harrison wrote, this levels the playing field for everyone. Sin came through everyone, or to everyone, through one man. All right, so one man, sin comes out to everyone. Bummer, but we're all the same. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I think of the people from the 1800s who thought there were inferior races of people, almost different species of humans. They clearly didn't have a biblical worldview. Even if they didn't think that we all came from one man, you'd think that the fact we all fall short from the glory of God, you'd think that'd be enough for people to recognize the humanity of all of it now. If you don't have the biblical worldview, none of this works. I have this visual where I'm way better than that person over there, right? I mean, that guy over there, he murders people, and I've never done that, so I'm way better. Like I'm way up here, and he's way down here. We're totally different. I'm so much closer to God. But if you zoom back, and you keep zooming back and back and back and back, and back, keep zoom, to where you can actually see the perfection of God, Jesus and God, the difference between me and the murderer are indistinguishable. Like we're like, if you zoom in, this murderer and I are way different from each other. You zoom out enough, you can't even tell that there's two lines. And you compare that to the glory of God. I love this line from Daryl. He says, people who play the race game today, they play the part of the victim. But the truth is, quote, from heaven's perspective, humanity's fundamental identity is not that of victims, but of perpetrators. Even the most legitimate claims to victimhood evaporate in light of our offenses against God. The Jeremiah prophet raised an important question. Why should any living mortal or any man offer complaint in view of his sins? It's Lamentations 3:39. And yet depraved humanity is still looking for an excuse to plead its case. Love that. Nothing new under the sun. We're all in the same boat. We come from one man and we're in the same boat, and it's sinking for all of us. So we're all in it together. Tomorrow, talk about the remedy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.